That was a band called Flunk and Play. Skull Crusher before that from the new album Quiet the Room. We heard Pass Through Me. My name is Irwin. I'll be back next Wednesday.
Quiet the Room is their new album?
Andy, remember? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
What was her name, Ken? Aunt Tess.
Aunt Tess.
Remember when you made Aunt Tess weep?
Yeah.
On the air, she was in a nursing home, and you were trying to milk some comedy out of it.
Yeah.
And you made her cry.
Yeah. What's wrong with me?
So tonight.
Yeah.
You're looking for what? Is this a do-over?
No.
Is this time you're going to get it right?
No, it's a public service. We're getting hazardous elderly drivers off the road.
More than one.
Oh, hopefully.
Oh.
And I'm going to quickly add, before you run out of time, you're welcome.
Will the show start with some sort of disclaimer?
I guess it will now.
This is WFMU.
Great show, by the way.
Thank you. You like Dylan, right? You recognized one song on my show.
That subterranean deal.
WFMU East Orange,
yeah,
WMFU.
I went one for 87 today.
New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Dinner at Andy's.
You know how much I dig that theme song of ours?
I know. You love it.
I don't want to change the name of our show anymore.
Thank you, John Dogg, for such a great theme song.
It's like the tail is wagging the dog. The theme song is dictating my choice of show names.
You don't want to go back to John Barry?
Oh, for 7 Second Delay?
Yeah.
Is that what we did? We did John Barry. No. We did Johnny Rivers.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Those were the days.
But we had John Barry for a long time.
Yeah, we were doing the 007 main theme. We've come a long way, baby. You and me. What a crazy road. How was your Thanksgiving?
Fantastic. How about you?
Good. I went to Dallas.
Nice.
My wife's family.
How was your Cyber Monday?
You know my policy at Thanksgiving?
What?
I don't leave the table until everybody's crying.
That's weird.
Frankly, I'm surprised I get invited back. How was your Cyber Monday?
Are they crying tears of laughter?
Oh, I play each one differently. It's like a plate spinner. Sometimes they all have to be crying at once. So sometimes guest A is recovering and stops crying, I have to go back to guest A.
Wow.
I'm just working the table.
How many people?
It's truly masterful to see.
How many people were there?
28.
Jesus.
It's my superpower.
Can you get more than, like, can one line get more than one person crying?
Oh, yeah, no. Multiple, yes, I do repeat myself. Sometimes there's overlap. Sometimes if there's spouses there, making one spouse really weep will bring the other one to tears.
Nice. That is really a superpower.
Yeah, it's a little trick I do.
Yeah.
How was your Thanksgiving? You had it up at your house?
Yep, just great.
Oh, you're the best. You're a saint. And you invited your friends.
Kids were in town.
Oh, that's a blessing. That's the sweetest.
Erwin and Lisa and Jeremiah was there.
Oh, Jeremiah. Oh, God bless them. Happy Thanksgiving, Jeremiah. Erwin and Lisa, perfect. What a perfect little table. How did you make them cry?
I didn't.
Wait. No, you said they were at Thanksgiving, you said.
I didn't.
Yes.
That's not a tradition we have.
Huh. Interesting.
Making people cry.
Huh. What do you do? What do you do? What's your tradition?
You know, we eat.
Yeah.
We drink.
Yeah.
We play cards. We talk about what we're thankful for.
Talk about what you're thankful for.
Yeah. Huh.
Okay. Teach his own. We do the weep-a-thon.
Like, so, can we do a little play acting? If I was at your Thanksgiving table, how would you make
Oh, I can't just do it now. It takes weeks and weeks of research.
Okay.
I actually have a staff of three.
Really?
Yeah. I really bore down. We do a deep, deep dive into your past.
Oh, researchers.
Yeah, researchers.
Not even comedy writers.
No, no, no. Your family dynamics, your siblings, your relationship with your siblings.
Wow.
Ex-girlfriends. I invited three ex-girlfriends to Thanksgiving.
So it sounds like it's really generally not...
It's a whole Megillah. I don't even know why. I don't get paid for it. On the way home, I always say, why do I do this?
I was going to say, it sounds like it's not many tears of joy.
Oh, tears of joy.
It sounds like...
I wonder if that would count. Tears of joy. You've given me an idea for next year. Tears of joy.
It sounds like tears
You're a genius. I'm going to try.
So you're making people cry tears of sorrow, tears of exasperation, tears of frustration.
This is great foreplay. I just wish Christine McVie could hear it.
Yeah, me too. Should we call her and tell her to tune in?
No, she passed today.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
She was one lucky broad. She knew someone. I don't know who it was. She knew a man, apparently, who made love and fun. Can you imagine? You know what an ordeal loving is, right?
Yeah.
She found a way to make love and fun. And she wrote a song about it.
Well, that must have been John McVie.
I don't know. But what a lucky broad. You know the drudgery loving is, right?
Oh, I know.
Imagine. Use all your imagination. Imagine if loving was fun. She figured it out. Christine McVie.
Christine Perfect.
And now there are only four Fleetwood Macers left. Who will be the last to survive? My money's on the witch.
John McVie. No.
You think he will?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's indestructible. Yeah, you're right. It's John McVie.
I have a feeling that he did less coke than all the others combined.
Oh, now I'm kicking myself. I put $150 on the witch.
That's Stevie Nicks.
Yeah. Is she the White Witch? Was that her nickname?
Welsh.
The Welsh Witch?
Welsh Witch.
Well, oh, so her nickname was a tongue twister.
Well,
like Dwayne Reed. You know that drugstore?
Dwayne Reed's not a tongue twister.
Yeah, say it four times real fast.
Dwayne Reed, Dwayne Reed, Dwayne Reed, Dwayne Reed.
Exactly.
You're right. It is a bit of a tongue twister.
Welsh Witch, Welsh Witch, Welsh Witch, Welsh Witch.
But that wasn't her nickname.
What was her nickname?
She didn't have one. It was Stevie.
Oh, yeah, I guess it was Stevie.
Yeah.
I wonder if she observed her bandmate and learned how to make love and fun. That would be a treat.
Oh, I bet.
That would be a delight.
Yeah, I bet she did. I bet she and Christine Perfect showed each other all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, they exchanged notes.
Yeah.
God, we're funny.
She would, Stevie would introduce Rhiannon as saying, this is a song about a Welsh witch. But she didn't say she was a Welsh witch.
But she did that witchy dance around the stage all night.
Yeah, with the chiffon. Sure.
Yeah, it wasn't hard to guess who the Welsh witch was. Like if you're looking at a Fleetwood Mac show and you're saying, guess which one's the Welsh witch?
No, that would be very easy.
Yeah. It's the little sprite in the front of the stage twirling around for 3 hours. That's my Welsh witch.
Hey, she was the front person.
She was the greatest. She was the greatest.
Yeah. Although Christine McVie was pretty good too. She also wrote
Christine McVie.
Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. Right? The Bill Clinton theme song.
That's right. It was the Bill Clinton theme song. It was, and it worked its magic.
Yep.
I couldn't follow her directions exactly. I was in school at the time. I had to think about other things occasionally.
Oh, was that your one semester at BU?
Yeah. I had to drop out. I was constantly thinking about tomorrow. Why do I listen to Fleetwood Mac? Why do I take everything they sang literally?
I don't know.
Hey, wouldn't it be fun to graph all the Fleetwood Mac affairs and relationships?
Oh, God.
It's worse than WFMU, you know? You know how everyone's always hooking up here?
It's very similar to the Mamas and the Papas.
Yeah, it is.
They basically, exactly. everybody slept with everybody.
Yeah, except John Phillips did it with only 4 members. And Fleetwood Mac had 5. They had a lot more options.
Yeah. Actually, Mamas and the Papas, they excluded Mama Cass. It was the other 3.
Yeah.
They were unfair. Although I will say that in Fleetwood Mac, they probably all excluded John McVie.
Would you agree with this? Seriously, we joke around. It's fun to joke. We have fun. Michelle Phillips, the cutest, most adorable woman.
The original hippie chick.
In rock and roll. In the history of rock and roll. And I'm including Linda Ronstadt. Michelle Phillips was it.
I prefer Linda Ronstadt.
Over Michelle Phillips?
Yeah.
Wait, I can never tell when you're joking.
No, I'm not. I'm serious. I always prefer brunettes.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, we are on a roll. Okay, you know the Mamas and the Papas, right?
Yes.
Okay. You know the hot little 14-year-old girl.
She was 16 when John Phillips first raped her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, but I'm talking about when the grooming began.
Right, okay.
The
grooming, maybe 15.
John Phillips did a little tour of middle schools.
Oh, God. He really...
looking to put a band together in middle school. Yeah, he was something.
Yes, he was.
He was something. Now, how can you play the Mamas and the Papas in good conscience? Here on the station.
By not thinking about it?
Yeah, that's... I don't know if you've ever been to the FMU library. Ken has a big banner across almost all the records. Don't think about it.
Well, no, it's...
It's true of every... It's true of almost every artist in your library.
It just says don't think.
Yeah, don't think. Don't think. Just spin the vinyl.
So I guess you're most repelled by the fact that he slept with his daughter. From his first marriage, Mackenzie Phillips.
Yeah, I think that happened every night, as he said.
Wow.
Wow. Boy, the sun going down must have been pretty tense in that house.
Yeah.
But you know what she probably was very grateful for once a year? Daylight savings time. She bought herself an hour there.
That's the best.
Yeah, it's fun to joke about incest and pedophilia. All the leaves are brown, baby. He stopped into a church.
Well, he was on acid, and he was getting all wet. That's why he had to stop.
Now, do you think Michelle Phillips, who has, I believe she has co-writing credit on California Dreaming.
Oh, that's right.
Doesn't she?
Yes.
Do you think, is that enough to live comfortably for the rest of your days on Earth? Co-writing credit.
It depends on what the deal was when, you know, it depends.
Oh, man,
She might have gotten completely ripped off.
I don't think you can get completely ripped off. If you legally have credit, I think there's a BMI or ASCAP minimum, isn't there?
You know, she might have signed her publishing rights over to somebody
else. That's only half of her rights. I don't think you can be completely shut out.
Wow.
I don't think.
Well, that would be nice.
You'd think I'd know.
Well, she's still doing well.
Is she?
Yeah, she's been the most vocal of any of the Mamas and Papas.
Yeah, that's true. You haven't heard from Mama Cass in a long time.
Well, she died.
Of course, everyone has an excuse. Hey, we have a pretty good topic tonight.
Oh, yes.
You're avoiding it. You're skeptical.
What is the topic?
You hate this idea.
What's the topic?
Okay, when my mother, bless her soul, was getting older and getting a little, I'm blanking on the word. The opposite of not flaky.
Demented?
No, it's like when someone's not flaky, you say they're
flaky.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh,
flaky.
Okay.
Yeah. She was getting, it was early onset dementia. She was getting flaky, and she shouldn't be driving, and everyone was worried about her, and it fell to me, the eldest son, to talk to her about it. And that's a very tough conversation.
How did it go?
Not well. She insisted on driving, and so she lived an hour and a half south of us.
Uh-huh.
She lived in Cherry Hill, and I drove down. To her condo, and I put a club lock on her car.
Good move.
Because I didn't want to have a confrontation, so I just went into the garage and put the club lock on it.
But you had previously told her, I don't think you should be driving.
Yeah, but she probably forgot about it. She was in bad shape. And then what she did was she called the local garage. She had a relationship with the local garage. The guy came over to her condo, and the son of a bitch hacksawed the lock off the steering wheel. God. And then charged her $500.
Wow, damn.
Must have taken him 10 minutes.
Hacksaws.
I saw the receipt. So then my daughter Julie, and you can call Julie, she'll confirm this. You think I make things up. My daughter Julie and I drove back down there the next day. I was at my wit's end. I didn't know what to do.
How old was Julie at this time?
I don't. Well, how old is she now? If you tell me how many years ago it was.
She's an adult.
Yeah, but how old is she? And then tell me how old she is now and tell me how many years ago it was. And then leave me alone for like 10 minutes. I can tell you how old she was.
Yeah. Okay. She was younger.
Yeah. This is going back now 10 years.
Yeah.
So why did she agree to do this? I guess I just said I need company. Wait, it might have been Rachel.
Anyway.
Wait, it might have been. Wait, which one is Rachel?
Your oldest.
Oh, yeah, it might have been her. So went back to Cherry Hill, snuck into the garage, and put chewing gum. You know the chewing gum you're always making fun of me for chewing?
Yeah.
Well, in this case, it has superpowers. In this case, it did its job. I put chewing gum in the ignition. I jammed it into the key ignition. This is before they had those fobs, you know.
Yeah, that's the best you could come up with.
Well, I'm not a mechanic.
You snuck into the garage.
Yeah.
And then all you could think of doing was sticking gum in the ignition?
And not only that, but Julie can attest to this, my heart was pounding like a jackrabbit. I was so scared. I was just so scared.
Why didn't you just...
I was so scared she'd open up the door and catch me.
Yeah.
Because she's still my mom. Okay, so then...
But don't you think she would figure that you did it once...
No, she was just baffled. Her key wouldn't fit in the ignition. So she calls and has the car towed to her garage. I mean, to her dealer. She figures it's a very big, big repair job. She doesn't know what's going on. And I call the dealer, and I tell the dealer, you better not fix that car, brother. We got to keep this woman off the road. And that's how my mother finally hung up her spurs.
Well, you must have had to pay him to not fix it.
Well, I went down and took the car, and I kept the car in our driveway for a long time.
Okay.
Until we could legally sell it. I guess she passed. It was in our driveway for a while.
Who removed the gum?
The dealer. Yeah.
Oh,
just
okay.
Swapped out the ignition.
Oh, they put in a new ignition switch.
I don't remember. I don't know, Ken, how they fixed it. Really, that's important.
Is that because you used bubble yum?
Really? You want to know what brand of gum it was?
Yes, I do want to know.
Well, you missed the point of the story completely.
Because I think
I wasn't promoting the gum.
I think because if you used Trident,
you could maybe dig it out.
Yeah, you probably could have gotten it out of there. Bubble yum, I think, would have been the way to go.
Yeah, I'm surprised they don't advertise it.
You're a Juicy Fruit guy, though. Or you were.
This conversation can't go on forever. You've got to sleep at some point.
What kind of gum you chew in these?
It's Double Bubble. Hey, you want to
know? Oh, Double Bubble would be good, too.
Yeah, Double Bubble. And you know what else?
What?
It's Double Bubble, and I actually saved the... hold on.
Andy has just pulled out so much crap from his pocket. What are you, 12 years old? You have so much crap in your pocket.
I'm looking for the... Oh, here it is. Look at my fortune. I kept my Double Bubble fortune.
Is it like a Bazooka Joe? This is Bazooka Joe.
Yeah, Bazooka Joe fortune.
Bazooka Joe comes with Double Bubble?
Well, I'm sorry. I guess it's Bazooka Joe. Bazooka gum, yeah. But read my fortune out loud.
You'll soon get good news on the phone. Wow.
Exactly.
All right, so...
Exactly.
Somebody has to call Andy and give him some good news.
While we were talking... Can I show you something?
Yeah.
While we were talking, just 3 minutes ago, while we were on the air, I got a phone call, but I didn't pick up. And look who it was.
Oh. Huh. Was it Lorne Michaels?
No.
Tony Shalhoub?
Lorne Michaels. It was my lawyer.
Oh, so it's got to be good news.
It can't be bad news if he's a lawyer. I can't imagine a lawyer delivering bad news. How long would a lawyer be in business if he was calling people with bad news?
You must live in bizarro land. Most people are very worried when their lawyers call.
Listen to this. I get this fortune, Bazooka Joe.
Yeah.
My lawyer calls.
Call him back. Find out what the good news is.
Well, I think I know what it is.
What do you think it is?
It's good news.
Yeah, good news about the Monk movie or what?
Well, something. It's good news.
Yeah. All right.
I think it's...
Andy Breckman's back in business.
And you know who I owe it all to?
Who?
Bazooka Joe.
What's the deal with his turtleneck?
I don't know, but when you're that funny, he has a punchline for every setup. When you're that funny, it doesn't matter what you wear. I'm surprised you don't ask what's the deal with his eye patch.
No, the eye patch, he shot himself in the face.
Oh, yeah. Because a girl spurned him. A girl said she wouldn't go to prom with him.
Right.
Would you get on a plane? Would it bother you if you got on a plane and you glanced into the cockpit as you got on the plane and the pilot had an eye patch?
Yes.
Me too.
That would bother me.
Me too.
Because my immediate thought is, he shot himself in the face.
Well, my immediate thought is no depth perception. Like he could pull off a Sully landing in the Hudson.
Right. I think he could.
With an eye patch?
Well, I'm a one-eyed person.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah, my left eye's all messed up. I had to wear an eye patch for 6 months.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That's why you thrive here at FMU, because you're in the land of the blind.
Yes, the one-eyed man is king.
Exactly. A lot of people don't know every other DJ on the air here is blind. Ken can rule the roost.
Funny you should say that. I actually was once the only sighted person at a blind radio station.
That's a story. You've waited 31 years. You stumbled backwards into an interesting story.
Wow.
You were the only sighted person, even with one eye.
Yep. Well, this is before.
At a radio station that was manned by blind people.
Yeah, this was before my eye injury.
Oh, okay. You were two eyes.
Yeah, I had perfect vision back then.
And they were blind.
Everybody was blind. All the engineers were blind. The office staff was blind.
Oh, my God. You were in heaven because I know from your kids you like to walk around naked.
Yes.
You were in heaven.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's true.
I can just imagine you behind your desk.
Yeah.
Sitting there naked, holding meetings.
I barely had to get dressed in the morning.
Yeah.
I just had to put on a bathing suit and get to work.
Now, where was the station that were blind people?
It was in Manhattan. It was in Midtown Manhattan.
And wait, did listeners know they were blind?
Yes. It was a radio station for the blind. It was a radio.
Wait. You mean blind people were listening as well?
Yes.
And all the programming was catered to blind to their blindness.
It was what? Yes, it was a what was known, or what might even still be known, as a radio reading service.
Wait a minute. What radio station does not cater to the blind? Name one. This one does. We all do.
No.
We play music for the blind.
Well, but this one catered to the blind.
Doing what?
To blind people. It read newspapers.
There's news radio. Every inch of the dial, there's news radio.
It
doesn't make sense.
It wasn't just giving you the news. It was reading the newspaper. You could actually.
Well, how is that different then? Then we're gonna take the news off the AP wire. We're going to rewrite it slightly, tweak it slightly, and read it as a bulletin on the as news. How is that different?
You know, because you might want to hear the articles from the New York Post or the New York Times.
But there are people that wrote the articles talking and discussing on various public radio stations. What the hell? What is the niche? I don't understand what they were doing differently.
They had these stations all over the country.
Radio for the blind.
Yeah, radio reading services. RRS. RRSs. In fact, there were laws governing radio reading services that all FM stations had to give up part of their bandwidth for a radio reading service.
Why don't you do a show, Music for the Blind? It's just music for blind people that blind people might enjoy.
Well, that would be the
same. I happen to know they love Jackson Browne.
I don't know any blind people who love Jackson Browne.
I know four.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you do not.
Go to hell.
Name them.
Okay. I will. Oh, wait, hold on.
Blind Willie John. Blind Lemon Jefferson.
Yeah, they all have the same nickname. Blind, that's why I get confused.
Blind Willie McTell.
Yeah. And blind Leslie Berman.
Oh, my God. Did Leslie go blind?
Yeah. And that's how she got her nickname. Oh, you want to hear something funny about blind Leslie Berman? This will make you laugh.
Yeah.
She had the nickname even before she went blind.
Oh, my God. Wow. She didn't tell me that.
Okay. So, anyway, if you have a relative, a mother or a father or grandparent who should not be driving, here's what we're going to do for you. And this is, and I'll be completely
Here's what you're going to do.
I can get them. I know it's a difficult conversation to have with them. And by the way, I happen to know in the White House they're having a similar problem. They're trying to tell the president that he's too old to have the nuclear football.
Really?
Yeah, he shouldn't be near the nuclear football. He's just too old. And it's a very, very tough conversation. His kids were there.
Yeah.
The guy, you know, it was kind of an intervention.
Then who would have the nuclear football if not him?
Well, anyone that's younger than 98, I think. Okay, so anyway, you call, give us a call. What's our number?
201-209-9368.
Give us a call and tell us a little bit about your family dynamic. And then we will.
You will.
I will. And I'll be very gentle. I'll be very loving.
Right.
I won't be heavy-handed at all. I will call your father, your mother, your grandparent, and I will suggest to them that maybe it's time to consider, for their own safety, for the safety of other drivers, for the safety of their family that loves them, time to consider not driving any longer.
And you're going to say who asked you to call?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. No, you'll remain anonymous.
So you're going to say an anonymous family member?
I'm going to say, I think what I'll say is I work for the Department of Transportation.
Oh.
We've had a couple of complaints.
The Department of Transportation.
Doesn't matter. But they're 104 years old. What do they care? And, you know, we've had some complaints. Some people noted your license plate as you drove, and we're just suggesting that you get retested. You know, I will be very, very careful and discreet.
I can't imagine anybody not wanting to take you up on this offer.
It's a big problem with families.
Oh, I know.
How did you get your parent or grandparent to stop driving? It's a touchy conversation.
Yeah, my father had to deal with it.
You mean with your mother?
With my stepmother and with my uncle. My uncle hit somebody backing out of the driveway.
No, that's not good.
So that provided a good rationale. And then my stepmother got lost, you know, driving half a mile away.
Yeah.
she's
my mother went through that too. You know, I'll tell you something honestly. If I was in an accident and the driver was elderly and confused, I'd be mad at her and her family for not taking the keys away.
Uh-huh. So you're gonna completely lie and
a white lie. It's a
life saving lie.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's for the their good and the public's good.
Right.
If ever we were doing a public service,
this is it. Absolutely.
201-209-9368. Let's take the first call and we'll see how it works.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air. You love the show.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
There's nobody there. Oh. Let's go to line two.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air. You love the... Oh. Okay. Line three, that's the winner. That line three has never let us down yet.
Oh, man. I wish we could know before we put the call on the air whether somebody was actually there or not.
Screw you, line three.
Should I try line four?
Line three's line four has never failed us. There's always somebody on line four.
Line four has a nickname.
Yeah.
The PMS hotline.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, God. Damn. Hey, thanks to Fred and Alan for filling in last week, and thanks to Sue for bringing them down. And
I hope they were good, but not too good.
They were pretty damn good.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it. That's always the risk you take when you take a week off.
Yep. Women and Children First, after Fred and Alan. That was the name of their
show.
That's
a great name for a show.
Yep. Better than Dinner at Andy's.
Oh, yeah. It is, actually.
Oh, my God. And you should hear the theme song for Women and Children First.
Damn them. Damn them to hell.
We have an actual call. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wish you guys had this show last week.
Why is that?
Well, let me just turn down my radio. My girlfriend's father, who is 90, he had an auto accident.
Baby.
Actually, it would have to have been 2 weeks ago. And, he died in the accident.
Oh, I'm very sorry for your loss.
Oh, well, coming from you guys, it makes me feel better. And by the way, I love the show.
That means the world.
Thank you.
I love the show.
Well, that means the world, even though...
No, but this is a true story, what I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm telling the truth, too, when I say that means the world.
Tell us the story.
No, he just did. He already did.
Tell us the story again.
His father, no.
No, not my father.
Your father-in-law. Your girlfriend's father.
90-year-old father.
Yeah.
And 90. He was driving in...
No, he's too old to drive.
I don't know.
Was he on the highway? What
no,
happened?
No, residential roads in, I believe, Woodbridge. Jersey.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
And did he hit a tree? What happened?
Was it a single car accident, I hope?
No, I think he went through an intersection.
Oh, man, I'd be mad.
But he, minor injuries, I think, to the other person, but he did not make it through the accident.
Wow. I'm very sorry for your girlfriend.
I did. Yeah, so am I. And I can't even be at the service this evening because I have COVID.
Oh, no, wait. Oh, is the service this evening?
It is, yeah. Well, I guess you call it the wake, and then the funeral's tomorrow.
I didn't know the show would be this much fun when we came up with the idea. Well, thanks for calling.
Well, I can't believe when I just turned you guys on, this is the topic.
I know, it's amazing.
Very
timely. But thank you, caller. You're making me realize what an important public service Andy.
Yeah, so Andy, do your magic.
Well, if I could just get one geezer off the road, I will have done my job this week. 201-209-9368. I'm very sorry for your loss.
Thanks, caller. Okay. Listener, somebody on the chat board's reminding me that we had a tragedy here at WFMU maybe 10 years ago or
Dear
so.
God, this show sucks.
Somebody's elderly parent.
Yeah.
One of the DJ's elderly parents.
Oh, that's right. Actually, we had dementia and got lost for a while.
Well, no dementia at all, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're thinking about a different incident.
Well, no, this probably is the incident you're thinking about, but there was no dementia involved. Just a rainstorm. Just a
rainstorm. Don't get me started on the rainstorm.
Yeah,
Let's take the call.
A downpour.
Yeah.
And it led to this parent's death.
And the parent was too old to be out driving?
They were up there, but they seemed
If they weren't too old to be out driving, it had nothing at all to do with our topic.
No, I would say that in the end...
We're at 201-209-9368. Let's take another call.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey there. How are you guys?
We're doing great now that you called.
Who's this?
What?
Who's this?
Oh, this is Josh in Maplewood.
Hey, Josh.
It's listener Josh. Oh, this is my Josh.
Yeah.
Hey, how you feeling, Josh?
I'm okay.
Josh had a tough week.
Oh, yeah. Was he sick?
Yeah, there's a flu.
Yeah, the flu.
Flu going around.
I'm calling. If you guys can call my father and get him off the road.
Okay.
Wait. I'll tell you why that doesn't make any sense at all. I'm your father.
I've refused to get in a car with him for the past 10 or 15 years.
Well, I'm using my blinker these days.
Oh. he drives 45 miles an hour. Absolutely.
45 miles an hour is the safest speed you can drive.
It's on the highway, it's 45, and on suburbs, it's 45.
That's the golden speed.
He stops at every intersection, even when there's no stop signs, confusing everyone.
That's the sweet spot, 45.
He will turn blindly. Without really paying attention.
If I could just hit pause. I know, you're having a lot of fun here. This show sucks. Why do I drive an hour to be this? Go through this with my own family.
Andy, your son's on the line, and I think he's trying to tell you something.
Apparently, he wants me to hang up my Spurs.
My dad's phone number. You guys can call him.
No. Oh, Jesus. Josh, please. No, you can't do that. Don't give out my phone number. Don't give out my phone.
I have his phone number.
No,
Josh. So, okay. But Josh, I think it's more powerful coming from you.
No.
Andy,
listen, Josh, I love you.
Ken, I've tried. I failed.
Andy, I think you might be laughing, and you are laughing, but I think Josh is making a serious point here, actually.
No.
This is one of the hardest things that Josh has probably ever had to
do. I've never had an accident. I caused like eight. But I myself, now how can no one else be calling? This is the show. It's my son insulting and tormenting me publicly, and this guy whose father-in-law just passed. This is the worst.
Andy, I've been a passenger in your car as well.
Yeah? You lived to tell the tale?
Yes.
Like Ishmael and Moby Dick?
I lived, but yeah. I think you're...
Isn't that all you ask?
Everything
What more do you ask?
Everything your son Josh is saying really rings true. There is a lot of... improbable turning.
Yeah.
Inexplicable braking.
Well, let me explain. I'll explain this to Josh, although I've told him this in the past, I don't like other people to know what I'm planning.
I see.
I like to, I don't want anyone to predict what I'm doing.
Right.
And that's how I drive.
So maybe you should get like a smoke screen, like the old James Bond Alfa Romeo.
I don't need a smoke screen the way I drive. Oh, God, this is the worst. I know Josh is loving this.
Sorry, Pops.
He ends with sorry, Pops.
You shouldn't be the one to be calling these people.
It's true. Now Ken's going, it's true. Well, maybe I'll make a deal with him. Like, we'll both hang up our Spurs. If you stop driving, I'll stop driving.
There you go. That's good.
Look, all I want to do is succeed once. Get one geezer off the road.
Okay.
Well, you can do it once. You can get one geezer off the road very easily.
Okay. Oh, I misspoke. All I need is to get two geezers off the road. I'll listen to you laughing. Oh, you're feeling better. I'm so happy.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm upright.
Oh, good.
Did you have the flu or RSV? What'd you get?
No, that was flu.
What is RSV?
Miles and I got the flu.
Yeah, my grandson. What is RSV?
It's some kind of respiratory thing that little kids are getting.
Oh, no.
It's not new, though. It's been around for a long time.
Oh, no.
Just the lockdown ruined everybody's immunity.
Josh, did you have the vaccine before the flu vaccine?
Yeah. I mean, I was sick 3 days, so I think that vaccine shortened it.
I'm trying to get my wife to get it. All right, I love you. We'll talk soon.
Bye, okay. Guys.
Thanks,
bye, guys.
Josh. Nice try.
Did we just lose this other call?
No.
Okay, hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I love the show.
That means the world to us, doesn't it, Ken?
It does.
I'm the guy whose girlfriend lost her father.
Oh, yeah.
We can't.
What's your name?
It's like we're circling the drain.
Larry.
We're going around and around the drain.
The reason I'm calling back is because it's James Bond's Aston Martin.
Oh, an Aston Martin, right.
Oh, for the love of God.
That's the one that had the smoke screen.
Thank God you called back. Thank God we heard back from you.
You're welcome.
Imagine later tonight I'd wake up at 4 in the morning. Wait!
Oh,
no.
Wasn't an Alfa Romeo, it was an Aston Martin.
Yeah, I solved that problem for
you. Yeah, you did.
Andy, did you ever get your wife, or did your wife ever get a convertible stick shift car? You had talked about it like a year and a half ago.
She did buy a manual transmission. Not, it's not a convertible. It's a little Toyota.
Oh.
And so we now have a car in our family that I cannot drive.
Oh, well, but your wife can drive it, correct?
She can drive it, but we also have a single car driveway. I'm sorry, the width of our driveway is just a single car.
Uh-huh.
So when her car is at the end of the driveway,
trapped.
I'm trapped in the house. Yes.
Excellent.
Thanks for bringing
planning.
That up. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
All right, I'm going to let you guys go.
Thanks,
yeah.
Larry.
You're welcome. Like, Take care, Ken. Take care.
It's like, oh, what is that, a paper cut? Let me call the show and pour salt into that paper cut. That's where we are now.
So your wife, Beth, got a stick shift. And
she can drive it.
Why don't you ask her to teach you how to drive it?
Well, it's like me learning another language or math.
I mean, is it
or
really?
Or Rubik's Cube.
You have.
Can you drive a stick shift?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Shut up. Please shut up.
That's how I started driving, was on a stick shift.
We have not had a positive moment in this entire show. If you want to review all the calls we've had, all the talk we've done.
Hey, we have a third call.
I'm just glad Christine McVie isn't alive to hear this.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
No, this is a joke.
My name is Martin?
No, it's not.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Hey.
On the show.
It's you. Yeah, what's your name?
I'm Dave.
Hey, Dave.
I just wanted to...
Are you one of my children? Is this one of my children?
Car.
Are you one of Andy's children, Dave?
No. Not as far as... No, no, it's impossible.
So the coast is clear.
Okay.
And
wait, so you're asking about my wife's stick shift car?
Well, yeah, you gave her permission to get a stick shift car, right?
I did. She caught me at a very weak moment.
Well,
she woke me up at 5:30 in the morning. Andy,
still,
Andy, can I get that car?
Make your decisions and you stick by them.
Yes, I did technically give her permission. I signed off on it.
Hey, Dave, we have a very bad connection, so call back, okay?
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Dave, we had a bad connection, and it's a bad call, so we have to go.
Well, I just couldn't.
Hey, Dad, how you doing?
Oh, this is another one of my kids.
Yeah.
I don't have a list of all my kids with me, so it's not easy for me to tell.
Well, hey, Pops, let's just say I haven't been getting cards lately on my birthday. But.
Okay.
I think I'll make a list of your kids here.
But Pops is actually my little nickname in the family, yeah. So you stumbled onto that.
Well, yeah, I'm one of your children. We're trying to get, do they have to be old and that's why you want them off the road, or just bad drivers?
Well, according to my son, either or will do the job. But wait. You have someone in your family? I'd be uncomfortable calling someone younger than 75, I think.
Hmm.
Why? Because they might.
Because that
might
then
be able
it,
to
well,
match
then it's,
wits,
no, then it's subjective. Then you might not feel they should be driving, but they are still. Other people would disagree with you. And I don't want to make that call and insult them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why? Who?
Why did you feel insulted from your son telling you to get off the road?
Well, it wasn't. That wasn't the first time he's expressed his concern.
Oh, really?
No, everyone. So he's... All my kids rag me about my driving. I'm the family pinata. They just gather around family gatherings and take their hits. How old is this family member, sir?
How old are they? Oh, they're 62.
I'd be uncomfortable.
Younger than us.
Because they would know
that.
They
got a cornea transplant. Oh, they haven't driven in a while, but they want to drive and stuff, and you're like,
oh, wait, they've had a cornea transplant? They have someone else's eyes in their skulls?
Well, there's more to your eye than the cornea.
They just have a new cornea. No big deal.
No big deal?
Yeah. No, it's not a big deal.
What if they got the cornea of a killer, of a serial killer?
Well, then they'd be a killer too.
Well, you're saying whatever you see is your reality, Andy.
Wait a minute. What if they got the eyes of a male chauvinist? They would be like Googling women in public. Wait
Googling?
A minute. Oogling.
Ogling.
Oh, I heard ogling. Like Googling.
Oh, ogling.
Ogling.
Is it ogling?
No, it's ogling.
It is?
Yeah.
Double O, right? Double O G?
No.
You oogle someone?
No, O G L E.
No, it's double O.
No, it's not. You don't.
Yeah, it's double O, Ken. I'm going with Andy.
It's not oogling. It's Googling.
No, it's not.
You're conflating.
No, you oogle.
You're conflating ogle and Google. It's just ogle.
Oh, just shut up. Wait a minute. Now I've got to. I can't believe I'm Googling this. Hold on.
You think
I can't believe I'm oogling this.
You think Google is going to tell you the truth about oogle?
Yeah.
They protect their own.
They're an early competitor.
It's ogle.
Don't tell Mark.
Oogling.
Wait, oogle, wait.
There's googly eyes, there's Google, but you ogle somebody.
An oogle with two O's. It does have a definition.
Oh, what
like
is
in
it?
Scrabble, if you challenge me, I would win the challenge. It is a panhandler.
An oogler?
An oogle is a panhandler.
An oogle?
Is a panhandler.
That's got to be like a...
So you have to remove all your letters from the board. I've won this challenge.
That must be a really ancient usage, oogle, for a panhandler.
Use Entom Online to look up the history of the word later, but...
Well,
I don't know if you want to do that.
This show has not turned a corner.
You and your
this is still the worst show we've ever done.
You and your hobos. You're always bringing up old hobo words.
What's the song you got, Andy? Hobo Bob or something? Or
Railroad Bill.
Railroad Bill,
Railroad Bill.
Yeah. No, Hobo Bob did not really take off the way I had hoped it would.
No.
But Railroad Bill, that was my big hit.
Yeah, Hobo Bob was the follow-up single.
You know you have a big hit when it's covered by Livingston Taylor. That's the mark of a big hit.
It is.
All right.
I love the mixtape I got off eBay, Andy. Thanks.
Oh, that's why I'm here.
Thanks for your call. Sorry we can't help.
Oh, this is the worst. Wait, we've got a score. 201-209-9368. You must have an elderly relative. I will call them. I will pretend I'm calling from the Department of Transportation. I will gently suggest to them.
How about the Department of Motor Vehicles?
Yeah, Department of Motor Vehicles.
Okay.
I will gently suggest to them, lovingly suggest to them, that they retake their driver's test. That's all I'll do. Just give me a call. You'll see. You'll see me in action. And then I can say I've done God's work this week.
Apparently, oogle is not an old usage. It's a new usage.
It doesn't get worse. It doesn't get worse than this.
Oh, yes, it does. It always gets worse.
You think we've done worse shows than this?
Yes, it can always
get worse. I challenge you. We have not done worse
shows. Oh, yes, we have.
201-209-9368. Hey, we have something on the calendar we can promote.
Oh, well, let's not announce the date yet, but we are planning on...
Then why even mention it?
Yeah, we are going to reopen Monty Hall and have a viewing party for the...
What was the point of you saying that's our date?
For the...
You don't want to announce the date? Okay.
I just haven't told anybody here yet, that's all. I would just like to run it by everybody here just to make sure everybody's good with it. Monty Hall's been closed for 2.5 years, you know.
This would be the big reopening?
Yeah.
Our animation festival?
Yep, it'll be the Andymation Film Festival.
And we'll... You'll do a little act as well?
Yep, as will you.
Well, I guess I'll do something. 201-209-9368.
I have a great new character.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's the worst news I've heard all day.
All right, let's
will you do me a favor and not tell me who your new character is we're on stage?
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Are you doing your character now?
No.
This isn't it?
Am I doing my character now? No, I'm not.
Hi, thanks for calling.
Who's this?
This is Angel from Jersey City, New Jersey.
Hi, Angel.
Hey, Angel. Thanks for calling. We're thrilled to hear from you.
Oh, I appreciate it. Great show.
Oh, yeah, right. Do you have a relative that you're concerned about?
Well, I mean, it's my mother. I still live with my mom, but that's neither here nor there. She has some issues going on, and she's still driving without her glasses. Like, I put on her glasses, and I'm like, wow, that's an intense prescription.
Wow.
Would you like us to? Would you like us to call her from the Department of Motor Vehicles and tell her, to remind her, that she should wear her glasses when she drives?
Okay.
Okay, but we're going to need you to do the dirty work for us. We're going to need you to conference us in.
No. I can just take.
No, this is not going to happen.
No, I'm going to just take Angel. I'm going to take him off the air. You sing a show tune, and Angel will give me her phone number.
Or Angel, you live with your mom, don't you?
Sort of. I live on the second floor. She's on the third.
Can you go downstairs with the phone right now and say, Mom, there's someone that needs to talk to you?
I can't. She's sleeping.
Oh, well, then we can't talk to her.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you for sharing your story with us.
All right, man. Take care.
Thanks. All right. Thanks, Angel.
No, the story had something for everyone. Did you hear the story you told?
I did. Yeah, tell it to me again.
The mom should be wearing glasses when she drives. She has a strong prescription, but she doesn't wear them.
Huh.
And did we lose the other call?
Yeah, we did.
Gosh, damn it. Damn it.
I was all ready to take Angel's.
Damn it, I know.
Mom's phone number.
Angel's a geezer teaser. A geezer teaser is when you call a radio station and pretend you have a geezer they could use as a prop, and then reveal the geezer sleeping.
Oh, you mean like a geese tease?
Yeah, it's a geese tease. Yeah. That was a classic geese tease of everything.
Oh, here
was.
We go.
Yeah. Oh, it's a geese tease.
Hi, you're on the air.
I don't have the heart.
Yeah, this is the best show you guys ever did. I don't know why you're saying it's the worst. It's absolute best.
What's your name?
Fred.
Fred. Do you have an elderly relative that
you take it, kid.
Andy can call?
My grandmother, you're talking to her in spirit because she was the scariest driver of all time.
Oh, she passed though, is that right?
She died, but she you guys really addressed an issue.
Yeah, no, it's a hot button issue. Thanks for calling. Ken, we don't care. Thanks for calling. Okay.
Fred.
We don't care.
Fred,
201-209-9368. Let's take another
Fred,
call.
Fred, did she die?
We have 8 minutes. We don't care.
Did
here we
she
go.
Die
we
while
don't care.
Driving.
No one cares.
We
no one cares.
I
don't care. Why does it matter? 201-209-9368.
All right. Next call.
That's how you do
here
it.
Here we go. Fred, did she die while driving? Blurt it out. Yes or no, Fred?
No, yes, she died while driving. 201-209-9368. There, you happy?
Hi, you're on the air.
We're going to lose in the call. They're going to drop us.
My grandson just gave me the phone.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
that was actually a pretty good grandpa voice.
This is the end. This is it. We've hit bottom. You know how a lot of radio shows, they're never sure when they hit bottom?
Right.
We don't have that problem.
Oh, yeah, I do.
This is bottom.
No, you've said that before.
This is it.
You've always lied. You've told me so many times that we were at the bottom.
Take the call!
And then we went.
Take the call!
And then we
went. Yeah. Tell me later. Take the call.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sam the appraiser.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
I don't have any elderly relatives, but I do have a work colleague who's a notoriously bad driver. He got yelled at for going 85 in a company car.
Is he an elderly person?
No, he's not elderly.
I don't think I'd be comfortable calling someone with all their faculties. If you know our show, and I know you do, you're aware that I'm more comfortable talking to people who are seriously missing
I don't know anybody
a few gears.
Faculties.
Yeah, exactly. I need to talk to someone who's.
All right, well, I'll let you guys go then.
Okay, thanks, Sam. Thanks for thinking of us.
Either has dementia or early-onset dementia or early-onset dementia.
Or not even dementia at all. They just are, you know, their vision is gone, their hearing is gone. You know,
do you worry about early-onset dementia? Do you worry that it's coming?
No.
Do you test yourself a little bit? I'm not going to look up the name of that director. I'm going to see if I can remember it.
Nope, I don't test myself. Do a lot of mental workouts.
Do you?
Yep.
Wait, I got to make a note here.
Well, I do crosswords all the time.
Hold on. Do mental workouts. I'm going to make a note of that.
Yeah.
Good idea.
And then
crossword puzzles.
You can do my hilarious new character.
No. Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, crossword gym.
I do.
Yeah. Come on. Let's take the next call.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm conflicted about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because, my grandpa T-boned someone a couple of months back, but he's fine.
How old is he?
I think he's like 89.
89, he's driving? Do you want him off the road? I can gently suggest
that. That's why I'm conflicted. It'd be like taking you off the road.
Well, hold on. Would you like him, instead of, I won't take him off the road, would you like me to suggest he get retested?
Possible. I mean, I feel like it's like, would you even be able to prove anything in retesting?
Yeah.
Like, obviously he can parallel park.
No, the regular flow of traffic. The motor vehicle department actually suggests being retested when you turn 70.
Really?
Well, I made that up, but it sounds
it sounds like a real fact. But
wait, so would you like me to call your grandfather and just gently, lovingly suggest it?
Well, I mean, it sounds like you're desperate to call someone.
Yes, I am. What are you offering? What am I offering?
Yeah, what are you offering him?
$20. I'll Venmo you $20. For your grandfather's phone number.
I don't want to embarrass him because, to me, it's realistically, taking that away from him.
No, I wouldn't take it away. I would not take it away. I would just suggest he get retested. $25.
Fair enough.
$28.
$28. I don't know. I'm not going to go any lower than $100.
That seems reasonable. This is the worst. I'm negotiating with my callers. This is absolutely the worst. I am so depressed. I really am bummed. My heart is sinking. I drive an hour a week. I get one show
a week. You shouldn't be driving. That's not a good excuse.
This is absolutely the worst.
I feel like a car accident is kind of like cancer, where
But a car accident is not like cancer because when you get cancer, you're not taking out the other family of five in the next room. A car accident, is a danger to not just you.
Well, what about cancer that's caused by pollution, where you have air?
That's a good point. Very good point. You've given us a lot to think about. Hang up, Ken. Hang up now. Oh, now look, that's probably the best call we have.
You want to take that call?
Yes, let's just see. Oh, this will be agony if it's a real call.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on? I called her with the fake grandpa voice, but listen, my grandma, she was backing out of her driveway.
Yeah.
Okay. A couple months ago.
Yeah.
Hit a van.
Yeah, what a great story. Thanks for sharing.
Grandma hit a van?
Yeah.
So I'll give you her number for $25. You can call her.
I'm not calling your grandma. Thanks very much.
It was the fake grandpa voice that...
You know what number he was going to give us?
What, our number? Your number.
No, his crazy funny cousin. It was all a little prank with him and his cousin.
Yeah, because he already pranked us.
Yeah, his cousin Juliet was standing by, giggling. Well, that's it. That's rock bottom. Glad you were with us when we hit it.
Thanks to the Dinner at Andy staff, Jeremiah and Heather.
Yeah, the Dinner at Andy staff.
And Crossword Bob.
Wait, what else will we... Yeah, thanks, Crossword Bob. Oh, hey, if you want to see Ken's new character, Crossword Bob. He doesn't say much. He just sits on stage with a pencil and the New York Times.
No, he talks a bit.
Yeah, he talks a bit.
Yeah.
He mumbles to himself.
Whenever he gets stuck, he asks for help.
Don't get me started on Crossword Bob. He's adorable. All right. Anyway. Should I review very quickly the other ideas we were kicking around?
There were other ideas?
Yeah, I think we had a lot of ideas.
We only have 45 seconds.
God,
this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
This sucks.
In New York City and Rockland County.
Now I got to drive back to New York. I got to pick up Beth.
That's no excuse. You should take mass transit back. In New York City?
No, we're driving. I got to drive in and then drive him home.
Oh, God. In the city you're going to drive?
Oh, shut up. It's the worst night of my life.
Online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash, and we'll be back next week with another... Another episode of Dinner at Andy's.
Yeah, we've got lots more in the can for you.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
You know, sometimes we're not prepared for adversity. When it happens, sometimes we're caught short. We don't know exactly how to handle it when it comes up. Sometimes we don't know just what to do when adversity takes over. And I have advice for all of us. I got it from our pianist, Joe Zawinul, who wrote this tune. And it sounds like what you're supposed to say when you have that kind of problem. It's called Mercy, Mercy, Mercy.